Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WSF 89.7. For some college students, financial aid isn't what it used to be. That is especially true for summer students. The federal Pell Grant is no longer an option for them. Sarah Gonzalez reports on education for our State Impact Florida project. She caught up with some Florida college students who plan to rack up a little more debt this summer.
The summer semester already has the fewest options for college grants and scholarships. And for the current sophomores, juniors, and seniors, their options just shrink. Students were told there is no more federal financial aid for the summer semesters.
And I was like, oh my God, and I started freaking out because I had to take 18 credits to graduate.
Courtney Johnson is a senior at Florida International University. She's taken summer courses for the past 2 years and gotten the federal Summer Pell Grant each time. It's covered most of her summer tuition, but this summer she's taking out $2,700 in student loans, the amount of a full Summer Pell Grant she can no longer get.
And then I had to buy my own textbooks. I still had to pay $350 out of my own pocket because they didn't offer enough loans.
Most students use up all their financial aid in the fall and spring semesters, where they also max out their student loan options. So a few years ago, the federal government decided to help college students pay for summer courses by offering a separate Summer Pell Grant. In the first year of the Summer Pell Grant, money distributed to students nearly doubled at many Florida colleges and universities. At the University of Florida, for example, awards increased from $26 million to $46 million in 1 year, much of that going to summer semester students. Enrollment was up. But now that the summer grant is gone, fewer students are likely to take summer courses.
I am anticipating that there will be an impact on summer enrollment.
Rene Garcia is director of enrollment at Miami-Dade College.
It's still a little early to get a good sense, but I can see a pattern that perhaps we're returning to our pre-summer Pell numbers.
Fewer enrollment means less state funding for colleges and less tuition money coming in. But Garcia says cutting summer financial aid will also delay graduations.
Because I'm sure we would have had students who would have loved to have come in the summer if the Pell Grant would have been in effect.
Cutting the summer Pell Grant has allowed the government to keep the fall and spring Pell Grants at current levels, says Anissa Agni. She's director of student financial aid at the University of North Florida. She says universities do have some summer grants of their own to offer students.
What we have done as an institution is we've tried to utilize our institutional grants for our students to be able to take summer school and help pay for some of those summer classes.
But that still won't make up for the millions of dollars students are losing out on in summer assistance. And Courtney Johnson says summer school students need the most financial help. She says summer tuition costs the same as fall and spring tuition.
It costs the same, yes, even though like classes are shorter. So basically you're kind of paying more money for a shorter period of time. So you're getting less out of your money, I guess.
The fall and spring semesters are about 5 months long. The summer semester is about 6 weeks long. And many Florida schools require students to take at least one summer semester before they can graduate. Johnson doesn't have an option. She's landed a job and needs to have graduation out of the way by June. Sarah Gonzalez, State Impact Florida, Miami.
State Impact Florida puts education reform to the test, both here on the air and on the web. Recently named Best Blog by the Education Writers of America. Find the link to State Impact Florida on our website, WUSF.org.